Facebook expects pages and groups to act as their own independent fact-checkers, why it's a problem. The Aegis Alliance, Silicon Valley, California. Greetings world. We are the Aegis Alliance with anonymous allies. I am Kyle James Lee, the majority owner of the Aegis Alliance. We are now aware that Facebook views business and fan pages or groups as though they're acting like their own independent fact-checkers, even before the facts have been checked. For instance, when an original video upload from someone's personal profile account or another page or group gets shared to a different page or into a different group, and then the video gets flagged by Facebook fact-checkers as being false content, not only is the original source flagged as false content, but so are the shares to other pages and groups, and yet, the original video upload still remains on Facebook. Another example is when a page posts a website link, and that link ends up being or has already been flagged as false news, then the page that posted the link gets flagged for posting false news. This happens even though the page hasn't taken ownership of that website through business manager settings, an app ID, or a publisher ID. The same goes for websites posted in groups, and the group gets flagged for posting false news. There was a time something like this happened with a page I manage, named Anonymous Worldwide, where a video from a personal profile was shared with the page. The video was also shared with the Aegis Alliance group. The share to the page I manage was flagged as false news by the Associated Press. However, that share in our group was not flagged, but meanwhile, the original upload on that personal profile still remained on Facebook, even after being fact-checked as false. I've had my suspicions since then that the Anonymous Worldwide page was targeted merely for the type of page it is, while our Aegis Alliance group that has a clean content record wasn't. ESI random Aegis post TTL equals 0. The same goes for photos, such as memes that are flagged as being false news, and the pages and groups end up suffering the consequences for it. Such false news being posted leads to restrictions for the pages and groups, such as limiting the page or group from showing up in users' news feeds or search results, or the page is restricted from posting and commenting in groups it's a member of. In the worst case scenario, the page or group may even be purged, removed from Facebook. The Aegis Alliance page doesn't have these problems with fact-checkers since our website is known to post credible content and news. We do understand that false content can misinform some people, who will believe it's true, even in cases where a fact-checker has rated the content as false, because the person truly believes the content they saw, and sometimes fact-checkers have been proven to be wrong. However, it seems that Facebook is punishing these pages and groups as though they were intentionally posting false content, that they knew about it, that they knew they were lying to or misinforming people, even before the fact-checkers have rated the content as false. I'm sure there are cases where people intentionally misinform others, but not when just a few posts have slipped by over time, and now the page or group has restrictions placed on it, even though they previously had a credible content record, even for a long time, and were practically unaware that any content was false. With groups, it gets even more hectic than a page, because there will be random group members posting content, which aren't always moderated or having to be approved by admins and mods. Then, if posts do need to be approved before they're posted in a group, false content may slip by the group admins and mods, who are unaware the content is false, and now that entire group is punished, all because of a few bad apples. Facebook purged a lot of independent media from its platform, much of it that posted factual and credible news, and now the social media giant is left with false content running rampant, while pages and groups are still punished, before or even long after the content has been rated as false by fact-checkers. This all leads to the conclusion that Facebook expects pages and groups to act as their own independent fact-checker gateways, but users are not, and should not be required to check and research their own facts, especially before fact-checkers have even rated the content as false. That job is meant for the actual fact-checkers, employed and paid by Facebook for that very purpose, not users being treated like guinea pigs, and being required to do the job for them, with no pay, at the expense of their pages and groups' reputation, at their own risk and peril. The mainstream media isn't innocent in all of this either, and it's similar to Facebook in a way. Whether it's MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, or others, sure, they'll show you some facts, but then they'll also throw in some misleading or misinforming content or propaganda, or completely ignore important information because it doesn't fit into their biased narrative agenda. Aegis, in the Aegis Alliance, stands for the Activists, Alliance for the Exposure of Government Intelligence and Secrets. We do not claim to be a leader of the Legion. The Aegis Alliance has anonymous allies. They are anonymous, they do not forgive, and they'll never forget. You should have expected the Legion. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.